Braves looking for a three-game sweep of the Diamondbacks. They would put that in the hands of Jaime Garcia. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Zach Godley facing Brandon Phillips.
He hits one over short. That's headed for the gap in left center. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. Here comes Ender around third. He's going to score. And the Braves jump in front 1-0.
Godley in a jam. First pitch is hit in the air and hit well. Left field. Back toward that wall. That ball is gone. Three-run blast from Matt Kemp. And it's 5-0 Braves. Fly ball, right field. That's hit well. That ball is into the bullpen and gone. Home run number 15 for Matt Adams. And it's 6-0 Braves.
Phillips now 6-for-11 in the series. A chance to drive in another run. And here's the pitch to him. Hit to right center field. That's going to be a base hit. He may have his third double, rounding the bag at first. Strolling in the second, he does indeed have his third double. He also has an RBI, his second, and the Braves have a 7-1 lead.
Sharply hit, flip to second. Dansby dances and fires to first in time. That was a beautiful, elegant double play turn on a sharply hit ball. That takes care of Arizona in the seventh inning.
7-1 Braves is your final score. The Diamondbacks have now lost 5 in a row and 8 of their last 9. Zach Godley drops to 3-4. He goes 6 innings, allowing 6 earned runs on 8 hits with 9 strikeouts. Jaime Garcia gets the win 7 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, while striking out 7. Jaime Garcia improves to 3-7. He goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 4 hits with 7 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about the victory.
I think it's just executing pitches when you need to. You know, when you get in situations that not getting too ahead of yourself. I guess sometimes it's part of baseball. It's going to happen. But it was just staying focused on one pitch at a time, whether there's guys on base or not. And just executing that pitch. You know, that's the name of this game. You have to execute pitches against, especially if it's a good lineup like that. So I was able to do that, but at the same time, it's something that I got to continue to do and do a better and better job every time that I take the mound.
How much confidence does a win like this give you? Does it help you at all? You seem to be really tough on yourself.
Yeah, no, I took a lot of pride in myself. You know, every time I take the mound, I expect this out of me, and I expect to give the team a chance to win. But it's nice. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's nice to get a W, but it's even more nicer for the team. You know, we were able to win 3 games against a really, really good team, and everybody's feeling really well right now. So at the same time, we just gotta continue to get ready for next one.
Matt Kemp notches his 13th home run of the year in the Braves' 7-1 victory over the Diamondbacks on Sunday. Here's Kemp on the win.
That's a good team we swept. We just got to keep going. We got another tough series coming up tomorrow, so now it's time to, enjoy this tonight and turn the page tomorrow and get ready for the Cubs.
You guys got a 500 right here because they're in my heart.
Yeah, for sure. That's a step into the right direction. Still got a long way to go. Just got to keep it going, keep playing good baseball.
A weekend like this, how much momentum does it give you guys?
Like I said, we're playing good baseball right now, especially playing the defending champs coming in here. We have to bring it. They got a good squad over there too, so it's going to be some good baseball here the next month. I think this month is going to decide our us going forward and where we stand.
Yeah, a couple big hits. Weekend, feeling like getting back and swinging back.
The guys been giving me a hard time and not hitting the ball at the ballpark, so it felt good to get that one and put the squad up.
Brian Snitker and the Braves come out way on top against the Diamondbacks on Sunday as they win 7-1. Here's Snitker on the victory.
Went into the break off a pretty good series in Washington, and I can't say enough about what they did over the last 3 days. I mean, those are some really good ball games and a lot of good things happening. And guys are playing with a lot of energy, a lot of confidence. It's a big start by Jaime right there. You know, we really needed, that was a shot in the arm of him covering those innings and doing what he did.
Brandon Phillips said before the break that he was felt a lot better getting the treatment that he did and everything that he was going to play up to his standards after the break. And so far he's been...
He's been really good. I mean, good Lord. And he had a good history off the guy today and just kind of continued on. And that was huge early on to kind of get us on the board like he did. And so it's just, like I say, and, you know, it was a big, It's good for Matt.
Yeah.
You know, it was big right there. Because, you know, it's good seeing, you know, Freddie, that guy pitched him really, really tough, and the other guys came through.
After what you guys have been through the last couple of years, how big of a benchmark is, you know, getting back to the 500 mark?
Oh, it's huge, I think. You know, it's and over this run, I feel like we should be about, you know, five over instead mm-hmm. of 100. I mean, instead of, you know, just even. But it's good. It says a lot about those guys in there, because that's a big hurdle, and it's a big deal, and they've worked really hard, and they've left a lot of games, left everything they have out there on that field, and so it's nice to get there.
When you saw Garcia make that start against the Astros, it was basically one tough inning there.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have a feeling that, you know, he was going to come out of the break and write things?
I always feel good with him. I mean, his stuff is so good. I mean, it's just one of those situations where, you know, he can keep the ball on the ground and the stuff's live, and he's been there and done that. I mean, so it was good to see. That was big. I expect that every time he goes out, really. And so it's today was especially good because we had some guys down there that we kind of wanted to stay away from, and that was that was big.
You seem to get a lot of good swings out of Matt Kemp throughout this weekend. That seems to be another encouraging sign.
Well, yeah. I mean, and a guy like Matt, he's gonna get hot, and you know, he's been working at it and getting after it, and probably not exactly where he wants to be, but, you know, something like today and all. But he's capable. Them guys like him, they can get hot and carry you, too.
When Ender is doing what he's been doing and then Brandon gets hot, that's pretty powerful 1-2.
Pretty
right
good.
There.
No, I pretty mean, big it's a – right. It's you know, Ender just kind of keeps on keeping on and doing what he does and kind of quietly just gets hit after hit and makes plays and so it's, you know, it's big when those guys are on base and Freddie and Matt and Nick and Matt come up. I mean, it's good to have those guys clicking and out there, you know, for them big guys to drive in.
Monday, the Braves are in Atlanta to host the Cubs. The D-backs are off Monday. They'll be in Cincinnati on Tuesday to face the Reds.